Today we're up to day 82. We're up to day 82. Now, in the previous segment, we learned that when negative information needs to be related for a constructive purpose, and rebuke is not possible, then the report must be said in three people. Right? We said yesterday, one of the conditions to speak Lashon Hara to Ellis is, before we're speaking Lashon Hara for a constructive purpose, is it has to be that we first go to the person and we
try to influence him.
And try to rebuke him to stop doing what he's doing. Now, what if it's not possible? Right, what if it's not possible to rebuke him? So we said the Lashon Hara must be related in the presence of three people. To show that why does it be in front of three people? In order to show that I'm not trying to hide behind this guy's back by saying Lashon Hara, and I'm willing to make it public, even though it's going to become public, I don't care, even if he finds it that I spoke Lashon Hara. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, if the speaker is a man of integrity, and everyone trusts what he says, he's a trusted man, then he does not have to go through this process of saying it in front of three people. Because just by speaking this out in front of one person, it's alone enough to accept it as fact, to know that what he's saying is true. Said the day comes down. Randy Martin said all the brachas come down. Shemayim's open. It's the time of Ratzon. So, Shem should help us. It's the time for learning Torah also. Let's show also. Shem should open our hearts for Torah also. It's a very open time. The Shemayim's open. And that's Moshe. Hashem will open our hearts also. Yes, it's a big Tchis Amesim. It's a big day. Why is it all the brachas come down with the rain? All the chesed comes down with the rain. More times, there's a lot of good things about when it rains. Everybody relax. Now, another thing. One last halacha before we go to the next chapter, or before we go to the next topic. In this Chavetz Chaim, it says like this. There's a very big difference between someone speaking Lashon Hara for constructive purpose between man and his fellow, and between man and Hashem. Someone asked yesterday, how many times you have to see a guy cheating before you go and spread out that this guy's a cheater? So in business, you have to actually make sure, well, a few times, you know, it wasn't a mistake. However, let's say it's a sin between man and Hashem, such information can be related for a constructive purpose only if the person has intentionally committed a sin numerous times, and only if it's something which we would expect the average religious Jew to recognize as a sin. If the average Jew doesn't know such a thing as a sin, or
the average
Jew, Yehudi. So again, if it's something that was committed numerous times, and it's something which the average Jew recognized as a sin, then it can be said over to Ellis to tell other people who maybe can help him change his ways, so people should stay away from this person and not learn from his evil ways.
Does it have to be, what does that mean, it's average Jew?
Average Jew, regular guy. It depends where you live, where your average is.
No, but I know, like, a religious.
Average religious Jew. Doesn't mean average.
Obviously, but what's the average? How many
halachas in the Shofar people don't know? A lot. A lot of halachas people don't know Shofar Hara.
Because of Shabbos. You can't
say
that. Most people don't know.
Right, anybody else, the average regular person doesn't know. Now, folks, then.
All the Chomash, all the.
All the Chomash, nobody knows. He said, nobody knows anything. He was really says. So basically, these days, if you see someone doing out here, maybe just help him out. Tell him what Shofar Hara says. Because these days, Yosef said no one knows Chomash or any Shofar Hara or anything. Fine. We know nothing. Fine. Okay, now. Baruch Hashem. Fine. Perfect. Now, we're holding the Gemara, Daf Yud Gemara Beis 13b in Pesachos Makos. And we're going to try to learn and understand Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, today we're going to go back a little bit to what we did yesterday. Just we finished off yesterday at the end of the day. Go back a few lines. Everybody's ready? Hanan, you ready?
Yeah.
Can see you got the. Fine. So now. Anybody, I can't see everybody because wherever I move, I miss somebody. So whoever wants to move over, so I can see everybody. Whoever wants. If you want to hide, you can hide. I'm trying to move this way now. I'm always missing. Baruch Hashem, with more people in the street. Used to be able to do it. Now, it's more people. I can't get everybody. You understand? Stand there. Then I can see what everybody's doing under the table. Fine. If you want. Only if you want. No, you can hide. Fine. Just make more posts. Fine. So we're saying, let's see the following. We're trying to understand Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva tells us something interesting. Rabbi Akiva says that if a person is getting karis, they're already liable to get karis, to get cut off from Shemayim, then we still give you lashes. But if a person is getting killed from the courts, then we don't give you lashes. Right? So what's the difference? What's Shana Rabbi Akiva? What's the difference? Right? Comes to Gemara and said, I have a positive. The positive is Kaderish Asa, we only give you one penalty. No double jeopardy. So that's why if the courts are already going to be killing you, stoning you, we can't also give you lashes. Even though you committed a lot, even though with every negative commandment you have a tag of lashes come with it, right? Every time you do a lot, you get a tag of mouth. Still, once we're giving you already your, let's say your death, your stoning, we can't give you the other tag for the lot. We can't give you the mouth. Good? Why? Because we can't give you double jeopardy. But if so, why, when a person is getting karis from Shemayim, why could we then give you lashes? There's no why could we then we give you double jeopardy? That's the question of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, you're telling me on one hand, you can't give me lashes if the best thing, if the courts are killing you. Because we can't give you double jeopardy. So if so, in the case where you're getting karis from Shemayim, the Shemayim is going to cut you off, you're already getting a punishment, why could we give you lashes then? Oh, so he told me, but still, we still don't understand, but you're right, you can do tshuva. Right now, the Gemara said he didn't do tshuva. But we asked the guy, he told me he didn't do tshuva. Let's say the guy said, I'm not ready. Come the guy, you did tshuva yet? I'm not ready. He said, I'm not ready yet. He's still doing that later again, and he's still eating more chametz on Pesach. He's eating another bagel. He said, no, I'm not ready. I'm not holding by you. No, I'm not into it. He told you, asked the guy, you know, he's like, I'm not feeling it. He eats another bagel. He's not doing tshuva right now. He just ate another bagel, another kazai. Every kazai is another curry. He told me, you're getting curry. I can't help it, so I need a bagel. I need a pizza. I can't deal with it. Fine, he didn't do tshuva.
Of course, it's in the heavenly court.
It's true, but
why is that the earthly court? The earthly, we're responsible for the earthly court.
Oh, so that's really Gemara's answer. So, comes the Gemara's answer today. So, the Gemara was back and forth. What's the difference? Because what any yesterday old with the different psukim, the other Gemara doesn't like it. The Gemara says, first Gemara says you can't, because there are shovels, that have to be close to them. The Gemara says it's not true. So, right now, we're still at the point. What's the difference between karis and misa asbestos? So let's see the Gemara now, the end of that Gemara. Kibla Mine Rabbi Shmuel. It's three lines, the third to last wide line, right? Three lines up from the wide line, right in the middle of the line. Oh, so as I say, now we can start. Kibla Mine. Kibla Mine. Did you see? Rabbi Yezer. Your seat's open. Kibla Mine. Right. Kibla Mine. Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Shmuel by Yitzchak accepted it from him. So Rashi has a question exactly who the from him is. Well, let's just get the pshat. So the Kibla Mine Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, that was the pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Kedei Rishasa, the pasuk says, you get according to your wickedness. But this was the original drasha we said. You only get one jeopardy. We said, Misham Risha Achas Ata Mechaivan, because of one wickedness, you make him liable. The I Ata Mechaivan, and you do not make him liable, Mishum Shtei Rashai, is for two wickednesses. Now, where was that referring to? The Risha is referring to a wickedness and a punishment, Hamasur Lebestin, which was given over to Bestin, Hakasa Medaber. This puzzle is referring specifically to a scenario, we're talking to Bestin now. You courts are only one allowed to give one punishment in your courts, which is if you're already giving mouth, you're giving skilo, you can't give mouth. Well, let's say from a different court you're getting punished. That doesn't bother us. Our only concern is your court can't give double jeopardy.
People's court.
What?
People's court.
Human court. But if from Shemayim you already have a punishment on you, it doesn't bother me. Our courts could only give one punishment. So that's why. So again, we had a whole question. If you're only allowed to give one punishment, you can't give double jeopardy. So if the guy's already getting karis, how can you give the guy lashes? The answer is, it's not our business. Our issue is we can't give two punishments in our court. If you have one punishment in Shemayim, one punishment in our court, it's okay. That's not a problem.
But then you can't connect karis to capital punishment because capital punishment is also just one.
What does capital punishment mean?
Base
did, and that's okay also. That would work also. Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Base did doesn't get
cars. No.
Base
cars, and that could also work.
That could also work.
Yeah, why not? If you guys got to get cars, you could also.
Punishment.
Yeah, Besen also could give you a different, their own misa. They could kill you themselves, and the courts will. Yeah, it could also work.
Yeah, Shabbos.
Yeah, it could also happen. It's true.
If they don't have Hasra, so then it goes that almost most based in misa based in
by
the
being, yeah. Fine. Well, Shemai will take care of
whatever reason they couldn't give a misa, like they hate him or this or
the hospital. Yeah, it'll work out. Good. Let's see Rashi. Kibble Bine, Rabbi. Right across the Rashi, right across the Gemara. We're learning three lines. So the Rashi is right across the Gemara we're learning. Right, three lines up from the wide line. Kibble Bine, Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shmuel accepted this answer to explain Rabbi Akiva. Kivnei Rav Shmuel lechuvazu, this answer, mei Rabbi Arav Amam, from Rabbi Arav Amam. What does that mean? That Rabbi Arav Amam was the one who originally had that whole question on the pshat of Rabbi Akiva. So one pshat was that Rabbi Arav Amam gave this new pshat. The Rashi later is going to say it was from Rabbi Avon. Either way, it was a question whether you're getting this pshat from Rabbi Mamo or whether you're getting this pshat from Rabbi Avo. But either it was the pshat. So Vishani Allah, so he answered on it. Let's see Rashi. The Risha Hamasur Lebestin, by wickedness meaning a punishment which is given over to Bestin. That's where the pasuk is speaking, that the Bestin, the courts can't give two punishments. Meaning Bestin Huzaru. Bestin is being warned by the Torah. Shehim. That they can't make him chayiv shtei rashayis for two wickednesses, two punishments. Kagain. Vashani means we, and he answered. Vashani means Vashani Allah, meaning he accepted this answer. Basically, we're asking on the original question. Vashani Allah, we're answering on that. Go so again. Barisha Hamasuri Labestin. By the punishment which was given over to Bestin HaKasam Adapin, meaning Bestin Huzaru, Bestin is being warned for the Torah, Shehem, they lo yichaybuhu, they can't make him liable, Shtei Rashayis, for two wickednesses, right, and give him two punishments. Kagan, for example, Mamru Malkus, right, money and Malkus, Oy Misu Malkus, or death and lashes, Oy Misu Mamru, or death and money, right? So the court themselves, they can enact two punishments. Avokaris, Bakaris, it's not through Bestin. So the curse is not through the courts. That's not our business. So just because he's chayav curse from the heavenly court, that doesn't stop us from giving him lashes. We only have to worry that we can't give him two punishments in our courts. Fine. That's the pshat of the Gemara. The Rashi throws in. By the Torah. The Torah is telling them
to not make a person chayav on two things.
Correct.
So when it comes to Mammon and Malchus, they can only get one punishment?
Correct.
Or Mason and Malchus, or Mason and Mammon. But Chorus, not.
Because Chorus is for Shemayim. We're not warned against giving you Malchus just because you have Chorus on it.
They're only giving one anyway. They're only giving Malchus.
Perfect.
And gives the first.
Perfect.
But that's opposite from what says death penalty is just Malchus, like one long prolonged death.
Right, we're in Rabbi Kiva. Good, we're in Rabbi Kiva now. Perfect. Okay. Fine. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. Good, we're in Rabbi Kiva now. Fine. So now Rashi throws in the Yesh Lafarash. You could explain Kibbul Aminei Rabbi Shmuel. That who did Rabbi Shmuel get this from? So Rabbi Shmuel accepted it from him. Who's the him? He got it from Rabbi Avo. He got it from Rabbi Avo. The Tirit said this was an answer on Kafta, like on the question on the strike. Rabbi Arav Amal had a question. So one of the first shot was that the new shot was Rabbi Arav Amal. That was Rashi's first shot. Now I say no, it was Rabbi Avo's comeback on Rabbi Arav Amal's question. And Rabbi Avo said a shot, right? Rabbi Arav Amal answered, right?
And what's that?
We're not going to go through all the steps again. But Rabbi Avo had a shot, and Rabbi Akiva. Good? Rabbi Arav Amal asked on him. Right? Now who's this new shot from? Is it Rabbi Arav Amal's pshat? Or is it Rabbi Avo's comeback? The Rashi is two pshatim. Who's Rabbi Shmuel's pshat going on? Is it coming back for Rabbi Arav Amal, or is it Rabbi Arav Amal himself answering? Or is it a comeback from Rabbi Avo? That's two ways that Rashi is learning. Rashi brings both shots, and Rashi first brings shot, the one shot that his first shot, Rashi brings it, that it's Rabbi Mamal was taking a noob shot on his own. Rabbi Mamal asked on him. So now it's a comeback.
He's proved they're wrong, so why is he going to bring
it? No, he's explained a little difference. He's a comeback. He's saying a noob shot. Fine, you don't like my first shot, I'm getting a noob shot. Can't do that.
So why did he get the first shot?
Because he held it was right. I had a shot, and you asked on me. You slugged me up. I'm wrong, so I'm getting a noob shot. It's like a noob shot. That's the Rashi. I mean, either good, you can't be one. What's not good? No, it's a conversation. The Gemara always does. The Gemara always brings the conversation with the mismanage. The Gemara always brings back and forth. The Gemara doesn't always just tell us the halacha. But there are reasons. The Gemara always brings the shakotayah. It's bringing the shakotayah and the mismanage. Good. Yeah. Fine.
He thought it was good, and then he said,
"No,
yeah." So I'll give you a different shot.
No, just asking. So then, why would the Gemara bring down the wrong shot? But a lot of times, really. That's really what the Gemara always do. The Gemara always brings the, a lot of times, many times, bring the conversation for us to really, a lot of times for us to understand the maskana and not to say the wrong shot. Just to get clear what not to say. Good, fine. That is to Pshatim and Rashi, what exactly Rishmol is, where he's coming, who he's coming from. But either way, his new pshat stands in the Gemara. So that's all one pshat in. That's one final pshat basically in. Rabbi Akiva, so we finally have something that's solid pshat of Rabbi Akiva. Good? So why is Rabbi Akiva whole? So why is that? Why is that? Because if they were shots, I ask you on a quiz. Have a good quiz. Why? What is pshat of Rabbi Akiva? I'll quote right now at this point in the Gemara. What's pshat of Rabbi Akiva? What?
It's the same original smart.
Oh, we're keeping it, but the same start of Kadeh Rishasta. That why does Rabbi Akiva hold? You don't get Misa for death from Besen Emma. Just because we only give you one punishment, we don't give you double jeopardy. Kadeh Rishasta. Good? Now why? So then why can you get Karis and Malchus?
Besen is only giving one.
We're not talking about Shemayim.
They're two Besens.
Right, the Besen down here could only give you one. Good, everybody's clear with that? That's not good. I mean, we got confused in the middle of back and forth, like any man, and we're scratching it. We're saying, again, it's not a good thing. That's the trap. But we have to realize that at this point, if you're at the top Rashi, what's the case right now? Before we get to Rubber, Rubber's going to switch the game. What's the case here? What was the scenario that we're talking about here that we want to give the guy Malchus and Karis? What happened over here? Or Malchus and Mises Festin? What was the story over here? What was the story? So the top Rashi told us. We can go back to the top Rashi for a minute so we remember what happened. The top Rashi of the page said, Hashda Salkadah. Right now we think the case is She'im Hizra, they warned him Misa Umakas. They warned him for both. Right? That's the case. Until now we're learning the case was he got warned for both. Right? Then, like who makes sense, we want to give both. Rishma says you get both, Rishma says you get only one. It's the case that you got warned on both. True, that Rashi is good? Fine. Yeah. That's up until now. That's one shot. Good. So, as of now, the case is, according to the first shot, the case is you got warned for both. Right? And Rabbi Akiva holds you don't get both because it says Kadir Rishasa. Good? Now, that's all one shot. Now comes Rabbah, because Rabbah doesn't want, no, everything was good. Rabbah comes with a whole new shot. Rabbah says, you missed the whole case. You didn't understand the case. That if the case was that you warned the guy for both, everyone agrees you only get
Misa.
Meaning we had until now, Rabbi Shmuel said you get Malchus, right? Right when you warned for Misa and Malchus.
But that pulls Rabbi Shmuel completely out of the water.
No, he's talking about a different case, he's going to say. The case is different. If the scenario is that you got warned for death and for Malchus, once you warned to Misa already, you're getting Misa, finished. That's clear. So where was the Malchus? In the case where you only got warned for Malchus. That's the Gemara, that's Rabbah. Until now, we thought the case you got warned for both, and that's your response. Still said you get both. The Akiva said you get one. Now it's saying, no, if you would have been warned for Misa, Rabbi Shmuel would agree you get Misa. You're not going to get lashes. So where is the Machlekes? Only when he warned you for Malchus. Then Rabbi Shmuel says, you just get Malchus. The Akiva says, no, you don't. If the guy warns two, there's no such thing of Malchus in this case. If you got warned for Malchus, when you're supposed to get warned for death, you're off the hook. There's no such thing over here. There's no such thing of Malchus in this scenario. That's Rabba. So we'll see Rabba now. Let's see Rabba inside.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
So we'll see. Let's see inside. Maybe we'll.
I thought I was the only one. I see somebody.
Again.
I understand up until that last statement. I don't understand the last statement.
Which one? That Rabba.
Well,
Rabbi Steiner and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is saying that if you have matzos only, right, that you do not get matzos at all.
Yeah.
Well, how can that be?
Because that's the wrong prescription. I mean, the Torah says if you are mechal Shabbat, you get skila. The guy warned you, you're going to get malchus. It's the wrong warning. Sorry, you got to give the right warning. You warned me the wrong warning. You don't give it to me. Because you gave me the wrong warning, Rabbi Akiva holds. There's no such thing. If the Torah says you get skila here, and you warned your malchus, there's no such thing.
Okay.
Even though it was allowed.
I agree with that. Okay.
But Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Rabbi Shmuel says, since the Torah, when it told you not to do it, it said it in a terminology of a law of a prohibition. See, even though usually we'll give you death, but it could also be we could default it to giving you malchus. Meaning, when the Torah tells me, don't do this, and if you do it, you're going to get death. Could it default that lav? Usually, a lav would mean malchus. So, could you default this lav to giving me malchus? Meaning, usually the Torah says a prohibition. It means if you do it, you're going to get lashes. Good. That's what it means.
Question.
One second. If it says don't do it, it means you get lashes. Right? Is that true? Everybody agrees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it says don't.
In place of a faith.
Now, let's say it says don't do it, and if you do it, you're going to get stoned. Right? What does that mean? If you do it,
you're going to get stoned.
You get stoned. Now, let's say I gave the guy the wrong warning. I told the guy, if you do it, you're going to get lashes. Could I understand the Torah's prohibition in this scenario to default to give you malchus? Really, in this case, the punishment should be to give you death. Right? Really, that should be the punishment. The Torah says, don't do it, you're going to get stoned. Now, could I default that don't do to malchus? Usually, every lot equals malchus. So, Rishmael is yes. Even though we were telling you, don't do it, and the tag on this don't do is you're going to get stoned, if the guy warned you for lashes, we can give you lashes. Mean like this. Every time the Torah says a lot, it's really coming with a price. Don't do this or you're going to pay the price. Right? Usually, if it doesn't tell me the price you're going to pay, the price you're going to pay is going to be lashes. Right?
If I don't,
is that a general?
Every lot. That's not
because, yeah. Don't you know that lot? I'm just saying, how
every lot, if it says that there are light, if it said the word do not do it, light instead of prohibition, in that terminology with a lot of light, don't do it, then automatically the tag, the price you're going to pay is you're going to get
wet. I don't have to be a bucky and nine wet.
In most cases, almost everything gets, yeah. Now, let's say the Torah, however, let's say the Torah told you don't desecrate Shabbos, because if you do, you're going to get stoned. Right? So here, with this do not do, okay, with this special tag of stoning. Right? Now, does this tag also include lashes? Because this also got a second tag on this don't do lashes. What's the scenario? Let's say the guy warned you, he didn't use the Talmud Chacham, he thought it says a lot, so I thought you're going to get lashes. So this guy warned you, if you desecrate Shabbos, you're going to get lashes. Could I take this tag of do not do, and use it like the regular tag, and use it to say that maybe the Torah is teaching me, you could default and give this guy malchus?
Didn't we have the scar that Mishra holds that every lot gets malchus, even if it has another one?
Nahum, so that's going to be malchus, because Mishra holds.
So even if the Torah says that he's supposed to get skila.
Yeah, but until now we understood that I meant to get both. Now we're saying what about only getting one? It's true.
That's the way that he can get the lashes is because that's.
Oh, good, fine, good. That's your Rishma. Good, that's your Rishma. It's fine, perfect. That's what I was going to say. Fine. So now, Rishma says that this, you could, it does have like a tag under it. It has like it's like a label with a sticker. That really has said that do not do it. If you do, you get skila. You peel off the sticker, you'll see underneath it says, do not do, you'll get malchus. On the tag, you pull off the sticker, it has the other price at the bottom, the old price. So that's according to Rishma. Rishma says, every time it says, do not do, you'll get stoned. Really, it also means, peel the sticker, it says, do not do, or you'll get malchus. So therefore, if a guy warned you for malchus, if you're going to desecrate Shabbos, you're going to get whipped. You could still get hit. So the Torah told you, do not do, really gave you the tag of, because you're going to get stoned, but really underneath that tag, you always have a default. The Torah could also mean, or will default to you to give you lashes. The Akiva holds, no way, what are you talking about? The Akiva says, what are you talking about? The Torah told me, do not do to get skila. There's one tag, there's no pulling off stickers. Over here, the Torah says, you get skila. What happened to the guy? He wasn't a big Talmud Chacham, and he warned you to get mad, because you get nothing. He gave you the wrong warning. I'm sorry, the Akiva says. No, there's no peeling off stickers. There's no such thing. Finish. Here the prescription is, if you desecrate Shabbos, you get a skila. Let's say the guy told you, don't test Chris Shabbos, you get less. It's too bad, there's nothing according to Rabbi Akiva. Because over here, there wasn't the Torah's tag. The Torah gave you the label. The label says it. It's inexchangeable, nothing. If you do this, if you desecrate Shabbos, you get Akiva. So that's Rabbi's shot. That the whole Machlokes of Akiva and Rishma is only in the case that the guy warned you only for Malkus. Because if the guy warned you for Misa, will for sure give you Misa. It's like this. The Torah's tag is, don't desecrate Shabbos or you get stoned. So like this. If a guy warned you for death and for Malkus, for sure over there, there's only one tag. We go with the top sticker that says, you get stoned. Right? So if the guy warned you for both, according to Rava, if the guy warned you for both, you only get Misa. Mm-hmm. That's Rava. You go with the top sticker, you don't stop peeling off stickers. Right? The label is, do not, the Torah says, do not desecrate Shabbos or you get stealed. You get stoned. So that's clear. See, even if the guy told you you're going to get both, he doesn't know what he's talking about, you only get stoned. Right? Let's say the guy warned you only for lashes, right? So then Rabbi Shmuel says, peel off the sticker, and we'll understand the Torah is do not do to mean, or you'll get lashes, right? Rabbi Akiva says, no, nothing doing. Even if the guy warned you only for lashes, he gave you the wrong warning, doesn't know what he's talking about, so you get nothing. Go home.
Does Rabbi Shmuel say, wow, get lashes and you get
anything, or no? No, only Misa. Because if you want for both,
nothing.
What's your case?
No,
you can't get more. If you never warned, you can't get Misa.
No, if you're warned.
If you're warned for what?
Lashes.
So you can't get Misa because you weren't warned for it. You were never warned for it. But the chiddush is you can even get just lashes. You can peel the sticker off. That's what Mishmael said. He keeps nothing doing. Your label here is you're getting stoned. You get stoned because the guy gave you the wrong warning. We can't do anything
to you. What happened to our Rabbi Ishmael that had Mita and lashes?
Rabbi says never happened. That's the whole Rabbi's argument. Yeah. There's no such case. There you only get Misa. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Ishmael, there's only Misa. Because that's really the Torah's main label. The whole question was, you have to stop peeling off stickers. That's Rabbi's breakthrough. That's what changed. That's what he's trying to say. He changed the whole sugya. He's like, that's why the top Rashi was so important. The Rashi told us on purpose. Rashi told us, make sure you like open their eyes. The way that you could have, Rashi's like, say, by the way, open your eyes and realize the case is you're warning for both and you want to get both. Because he's like prepping us for Rabbi coming in. If you see Rashi right away, he said, Kasal Dai, this is what we think. You know, you're going to come later and just, you know, go against that. So Rabbi, it's true, it's a new world. It's the same sugi, but it's like a new.
What if you give the wrong warning on the death penalty? Like, instead of. It should be.
They're all
you
know, so that's
chopping your head off
versus. I don't know. It's a good question. What if you get it wrong, I think it's also not good. He's going to give the right warning. So if you want to give warning, he's better to have the right. He has screwed out straight.
I do understand why a person gets Misa once in 70 years. It's so difficult to make up Misa. All the
Fine. So let's try to see Rabbi Ibsar. It's a little complicated, but it's Baruch Hashem. We're learning Torah. It's good. If you understand a little bit, it might feel good. Hi, Baruch Hashem. Fine. What?
Nonsense.
Yeah, Chanan wants stories. Non-story, Gemara. You'll get that. If after this, you'll get the end of the parak, you get stories. You have to wait a little bit. Wait a few weeks. You have to wait a few weeks, so you get stories. Not brachas, but yeah, it's not brachas. Nezikin. This is it. There's no, he wants stories. Support my seat. Yeah, I'll use spare time, maybe after. Not yet, not so soon. Not getting stories. The story is Rava's the story. This is the story. Rava is the story. This is the best story. Rava. So now we're holding now the first wide line. In the middle of the line, like 5-6 words in Rava. Rava Amar. Rava says the following. Asru Bey, if Asru is like Hasra, if he was warned. Asru Bey Lakatala. If he was warned that you might kill him, and the Farshim say it means if you warned him, he might get killed, and if you warned the guy, he's going to get killed and he's going to get Makos. It really means you warned him for both, so write that in with your pencils. It says, Asru Bey Lakatala, if you warned the guy to get killed, meaning with the case is you warned him for Makos. He's trying to say, you warned him for Makos if you also warned the guy to get killed. Kuli Alma, Chav Ayin is Kuli Alma, the entire world, like, please, no one argues. Even Rabbi Shmuel, they ain't like Gomes, you don't get both. Rabbi Shmuel also says, you don't get both, there's no such thing. You only get Misa. Now, if you warn the guy he's going to get killed and Makas, you don't get both. Rabbi Shmuel says, you only get Misa, because that's the main tag. The Torah says, you get Misa, you get killed, you get stoned. Keep pleading, when do they argue? The Asur Bey Lamalkos, when you warn the guy for Malkos, and if you look at Rashi said Lichude alone. When the guy was warned only for Malkus only, that's the Machlekes. So if you want to both, there's no Machlekes. Everyone holds Rishmal. All said you kill the guy, only kill the guy. But when do they argue the Asher Beit L'Malchus? When he was warned for lashes. So what's the Machlekes? Why do they argue? Rabbi Shmuel Savar. Rabbi Shmuel holds. Lav Shanite Lazar, as we says, man, Rafi, it's good. We're saying good things sometimes?
Yeah.
It's good. Rabbi Shmuel Savar. Rabbi Shmuel holds. Lav Shanite Lazar, as we says, Festin. If the law was given for the warning of Mises Vestin, so even though this law was given to warn the person to get Mises Vestin, I mean the main label on this law, the label with this law was really to warn you that you might get a penalty of death by Vestin. Still like in a law, still you get Mises Vestin, you could pay all the tag and default and go to the original pshat what every law means. Every lab gets malchus. So you can default, so peel the sticker, and underneath says malchus.
So how come?
What's that? Let's just write it one full flow. That's against, that's your response. Again, Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel holds a lab which was really given, Shanite last, Horas Misa, that's really given with a warning of Best. Meaning the tag came, said, if you do this lab, you're going to get Misa from Bestin. Still, like it enough, if we warn you for malchus, we could still give you lashes, because that's the underneath that label. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva holds no. Lav shenitin a lav which was given la asharas mises bestin, the lav which was given for a warning said if you do this you'll get death from best, you'll get let's say stone. Ain't like enough. There's no such thing as malchus. Even if they warned you, there's no peeling stickers. The Torah said you get skills. The only thing you get is not. There's nothing to peel. That's it. Inexchangeable. Tail set. Tag says final price. Nothing doing. Have a nice day.
So if Rabbi Shmuel holds that the warning for misa. Inside of that is also waiting for malchus. And how come you both think that you don't have to give malchus?
Always.
Is that because of the Risha? So
it's only a deep point. I don't think he's saying really the Torah means that you should give the guy misa. But you could also give the guy, if we didn't give misa, you could switch for malchus. He's saying it's like the tag on you. Don't get both labels. It's like the tag. Like it's really the Torah saying you should get skila if you do this lab. Say if you don't go with this, then you go to regular.
But I'm saying so. But if it's inclusive in the
it's
warning,
not really inclusive. It's not really. You don't get both.
No, I understand. I'm saying it's inclusive in the warning, not in the punishment. But right. Why doesn't he hold that affects the punishment as well? Is because of kederi shasa or is not?
Yeah, I think the Torah only meant to give you. Really, the Torah meant to give you misa here. It's just if you give misa, you default to the regular rule of law. You only get one of them. I don't think he's meant the Torah meant to give you both. The Torah meant to give you one.
Was that a response?
We just said both.
Rabbi says otherwise.
Every lot, okay, there's very small.
And that even when you get a beast is bested.
Say that you also get both. There's going to be two punishments.
No, Rabbi says, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees that when you have Misa, you don't have
Rabbi's changing. That's what Rabbi's changing.
Rabbi's changing.
Rabbi's making a whole new world. Yeah. We always thought I'd tell now, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you get two.
Right.
Good. Comes Rabbi and says, it's not so simple. Rabbi says, not so simple. That's Jesus Rabbi Shmuel. Uh-huh. That's the Rabbi's whole breakthrough. Rabbi said, you always thought Rabbi Shmuel holds, you always get two. We give you two a harden. Rather chasing, it's not true. You don't just get two. The whole question was if we only warned you on one, on Malchus, do you get Malchus? That's everybody understands? What?
He's revising.
Yeah, he's
changing the
whole
case.
No, I don't know. Why did Rebbe switch the whole case? I don't know. Because Rebbe said in that case, Rishon would agree. The Torah said you get Misa, you only get Misa. He's not going to tell you you're going to get Malchus also. The Torah said, tell you get Misa. Obviously, you only get Misa.
Is it because of the punishment or is it because of the warning?
Because of the punishment.
No, even if you warned for both. Let's say you warned for both. Yeah. You still don't get both. Even if he's saying that's the original shot was you were being warned for. He still wouldn't. The main punishment the Torah means to give you is Misa. We don't say that every time you get Misa, you also get. That's not what it means.
The worst punishment.
Yeah, for sure you get the worst. Yeah, you're not going to get. Right. The shot is the whole bachelor is if you get a default. The whole thing is if you default. He said, yes, you default to Malchus. If he said no default, the Torah said you get Misa. You get Misa. There's no such thing. Don't go back to the original rule. Meaning, just why should you default? Because usually the rule is every lab gets Malchus. So if I gave you the rule of punishment, do you default or not? So Rabbi Shmuel says default. He said no default, nothing doing. The Torah told you here, you get this. You get this, no default.
You mean giving the wrong warning?
If you gave the wrong warning, there's no default. You don't give you Malchus.
Does it become a whole that every lab is going to have Malchus? Even one that has
a regular lab?
Yeah. No. Also one that has Misa.
Does he learn that same thing with the Rabbi Shmuel?
No, he argues. Why says no? The Rabbi says straight out. He says no such thing. He says right. The Rabbi says the Rabbi Shmuel. So again,
no, but that's because of the warning. That's not because of the punishment.
Yeah, for sure, Rabbi Akiva is not going to hold it. For sure, Rabbi Akiva is not going to say you get malchus automatically. But you want to say automatically you should get malchus every lav.
That every lav is going to have malchus, even one that has.
For sure, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold it.
According to Rabbi Ishmael, if he's born just
for malchus, then you get malchus.
And he doesn't get visa?
Yeah, no misa.
You didn't have azarah.
For sure, can't get misa. You didn't get warrant of misa. You can't get misa. That's one of the basic
rules.
For sure. Chassid, if you got warrant of malchus, you only get malchus. Come to your kibbutz, you get nothing. If you want your malchus, tell the guy to learn how to warn, because it's nothing. It's worth nothing. I mean, there's no such thing in the Torah. There's no such punishment. If you warn you for the wrong thing, maybe I wouldn't have done it. I say, I don't know. Misa, you can't. There's no such thing. You gave me the wrong warning. You can't give the guy the wrong warning. The Torah doesn't make up. You can't make up your own things. He says the Torah never gave such a thing. There's no such prescription over here. It doesn't exist. You made up your own thing.
So like, does that mean...
You saved that guy from death. You saved that guy.
Yeah, you saved him. Yeah, he did have here. Okay, and Shema, he still has to do tshuva. If you didn't know how to warn him, he didn't end up dying because of you.
So does that mean if you told him... If he's supposed to get malchus,
right,
and you warn him that he's going to get stoning...
Then also he's off stone, or the opposite. If he was supposed to get stoned,
you wouldn't get malchus either.
Nachon. If he was supposed to get stoned,
that's the question I have.
True, you can't get the wrong warning. There's no such thing as getting the wrong warning. If you get the wrong warning, it's nothing.
So you have to.
Nothing. He walks.
You have to list everything then.
If you don't know what you're saying, you say you might get skeeless wafer. I don't know. Tell the guy you might. If you do this thing, you might get this and that. It has to be a real warning. It's not saying to learn creases. It's saying to get warned. Huh? You have to know how to warn people, basically. Fine, Baruch Hashem. That's just the beginning of Rabbah. So let's see again. Let's see Rabbah inside again. We're holding it at the top, the first wide line. Rabbah Amar, Rabbah said the following. Asru Beilik Tala, if you warned him that he might get killed, and obviously the case is over here that if you warned him, he's going to get killed and he's going to get Malkos. Kuli Amalai Plei. Everyone doesn't agree, meaning everyone doesn't argue. Everyone agrees. The ain't like umates, you do not get malchus on misa. Even Rabbi Shmuel agrees you only get misa. It's a regular case, you only get misa. Keep pleading, when do they argue? The atru beila malchus, when you're warned for malchus, just for malchus, that's rashid, malchus l'chude, you're warned for malchus alone. Rabbi Shmuel holds, lav shenitin lazharas misas bestin. The lav, which was given by the Torah to warn you on a mitzvah, that you're going to get a penalty, death penalty by Bestin. Still like enough, even on that, you could still get malchus and such a thing underneath that label of getting punished
not
by Bestin.
Both, but still get malchus.
You could still get malchus.
In lieu of,
if that's what you were warned for. Correct.
Fine.
Because that's the label, you default onto the label of malchus. Your lab will give you malchus. Your kibbutz said, no. Lab, shenitin, a lab which was given by the Torah, las haras, misas Bestin, to warn you that you'll get misa from Bestin. Ain't lucky enough. The guy warned you for malchus. You don't get malchus on it. Let's see. Rashi. Of course, where are we learning now? The asru bey l'malchus. If you got warned to malchus, l'chudei Rashi is alone. The whole machlekes is when you got warned to malchus, l'chudei is like echad alone. So what's the machlekes? We said le'asharas misas bestin. Right, when the Torah gives you a warning, Rashi Las Haras Gavar, they warn you on something. Shechayavin Allah, you're chayiv on it. Misa is bestin, misa from bestin. So Rabbi Kiva said, "Ain't looking Allah." Let's see Rashi. Why do you not get malchus? What does Rashi say? Kishehusru by malchus, and it's an area where you got warned for malchus, but like misa without being warned for misa, just for malchus, then you don't get lashes. Why? Lefi because. This law was not given la'azharas einish malchus to warn you for the punishment of malchus kisha'ar lavin like other cases of lavin lav shari hutzruch lazir because it needed you to warn you she'im loik shari hutzruch lazira because I needed this pasuk to warn you on the misa of bestin. So this pasuk wasn't coming to warn you on malchus shari hutzruch lazira. I needed to warn you that you're going to get misa from bestin. Right? Why did we keep a hold that this you can't get malchus because I needed this pasuk to warn me for misa from bestin? So I'm not using the pasuk to warn me for malchus also, correct? He's saying, Sheim Loikin, if not so, if we would not have this pasuk, Lo ha'yoyachal l'chayev emisa, I would not have been able to be mechayev emisa. I mean, I needed this pasuk to teach me the whole, so we keep saying the whole purpose of this pasuk is to teach me, you get misa invested. If not for this pasuk, I wouldn't know you get death invested. The whole purpose of this pasuk is telling you get misa invested, not to teach you you get malchus. So if the guy didn't give you the right warning, then it's too bad, and you're not going to get.
He's
too bad, because the whole purpose of this pasuk is telling you get invested. And therefore, he would walk. Fine. I'm going to stop over here. Fine. Tomorrow, try to continue.